from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. Foreign investors allowed to own 100% shares in 25 business units. Former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says globalization is now at risk. Message of Prophet Muhammad's birthday to Indonesian politicians. Those are the lines now. The news in detail. I'm Dalot Pane. Indonesian government will allow foreign investors to have full ownership in 25 business units among the 54 business units that were removed from the negative investment list DNI stipulated in the 16th economic policy package announced earlier this week. Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution said this as quoted by Kompas.com on Wednesday. The policy, which was aimed at boosting foreign investment, was introduced amid the government's efforts to narrow the current account deficit and trade deficit, which had placed the rupiah in a weak position against foreign currencies, particularly the US dollar. Coordinating Economic Minister Secretary Susi Wijono said the removal of the 54 business units from the DNI was aimed at attracting foreign investors. He said the final DNI would be included in the revision of Presidential Regulation No. 44/2017, expected to be issued this week. Among other business units, foreign investors will be allowed to take full ownership in communication and information sectors. At the Boao Forum for Asia Seoul Conference held on Tuesday, former United Nations Secretary General and Chairman of the Forum Ban Ki-moon said the merits of globalization are selectively ignored in many debates, which pushes the world into a dangerous situation. Ban delivered a keynote speech at the event in which he said the conference was being held at a crucial juncture for the world and for Asia. Ban Ki-moon said climate change is a fundamental threat to sustainable development of the world and survival of disadvantaged groups and areas, which has deteriorated to a stage where all people must act together now. Ban Ki-moon also said income inequality is another fundamental challenge to the sustainable development. He added that inequality is not just about fairness. There will be no sustainable growth where the rich get richer while those in the middle and at the bottom stagnate or get poorer. In the latest World Economic Outlook issued by the IMF, the organization has pointed to slow growth of workers' incomes as the biggest secular challenge. Ban added that he hopes Asian countries and business leaders can work together in the context when the world is facing such long-term challenges and near-term uncertainties, so as to give hope to the world and become a global growth engine. Prophet Muhammad's birthday was commemorated and celebrated by Muslims in different parts of Indonesia on Tuesday by convening various events such as Islamic teaching forums, seminars, and book fairs. For the University of Indonesia, celebrating the birthday of Prophet Muhammad is marked with the opening of an event called the Fourth University of Indonesia Islamic Book Fair, taking place at the prestigious public university's Balairung Hall from Tuesday to Saturday. This event not just features 70 book stalls that will satisfy the appetite of Islamic book lovers, that it is also enlivened by a religious gathering on Prophet Muhammad's life. For billions of Muslims across the world, Prophet Muhammad is absolutely believed as the messenger and last prophet of Allah, God the Almighty. The great history of his life, filled with hardships during his struggles for preaching what Allah had revealed to him, has also inspired and encouraged numerous scholars to write scholarly and popular books. The contents of those books illustrate various aspects of his humble life, including his struggles and leadership qualities that may be adopted as a role model by those keen on becoming good leaders in their respective communities and countries. Indonesia presented the Prima Duta Award 2018 in the Prospective Market category to Magna Group of Industries MGI, a Bangladeshi industrial conglomerate. Indonesian Ambassador to Bangladesh Rina P. Sumarno stated late on Monday, "It is such a wonderful moment that this year, for the first time, a Bangladeshi company wins the prestigious Prima Duta Award, presented every year by the government of Indonesia, to acknowledge and laud international importance of buyers who continue to buy Indonesian products." MGI is one of the largest conglomerates in Bangladesh that produce consumer goods. Since 1991, MGI has imported raw material and supporting material from Indonesia for its industries such as palm oil, pulp, paper, and used iron. The Prima Duta Award 2018 was presented by Ambassador Sumarno to Chairman and Managing Director of MGI Mustafa Kamal at the Indonesian Embassy in Dhaka. The government presents the Prima Duta Award to buyers and importers who have remained loyal buyers of Indonesian products on a frequent basis, as is apparent by import transaction record over a period of 5 years, and as such contributing to an increase in exports as well as developing the types of products purchased from the country. It has four awards categories: small and medium-scale enterprises products in the primary market, SME products in the potential market, manufacturing products in the primary market, and manufacturing products in the potential market. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Regional administrations are asked to be active in promoting local products of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, and cooperatives on the domestic and international markets. Secretary of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Meliadi Sembiring, said in Jakarta on Wednesday, the regional administrations could play a big role in the development of cooperatives and SMEs and the marketing of their products. Meliadi said that economic gap could be reduced if cooperatives and SME grow as expected in the region. He said that he is confident the gap could be reduced if cooperatives and SMEs could catch up with the economic growth. Meliadi Sembiring, moreover, said exhibitions are potential to increase trade transactions and activities. The recent trade exhibition of the 9th Bengkulu Expo and People's Market held to highlight the commemoration of the 5th anniversary of the province of Bengkulu at Sports Center of Pantai Panjang Bengkulu could serve as a forum to increase the popularity and promote the local products of cooperatives and small and medium enterprises. Meliadi also said cooperatives and SMEs have big contribution to the country's economic development as they make up the big majority in number of business players in the country. The Rio Violence Water Police have arrested two people for allegedly attempting to smuggle 11 protected birds and 51 turtles of various species through an illegal port in Batam, Rio Violence, over the weekend. Rio Violence Water Police Director Senior Commissioner Benjamin Sabta said that the police had followed up on a report from locals who suspected that a boat was being operated by two suspects for the smuggle attempt. Further investigations into the case revealed that the birds included 7 cockatoos and several Bayan parrots. The birds are endemic to eastern Indonesia, while the 51 turtles are endemic to India or Europe. He said one of the suspects obtained the animals from an illegal market before preparing to depart to Malaysia to meet the buyer. The two suspects are suspected of violating Law No. 5/1990 on biodiversity conservation and face a maximum of 5 years imprisonment. Low-cost carrier Air Asia is set to move its international operations from Terminal 3 to Terminal 2 at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport starting on December 12 at 3 a.m. local time. According to a statement released by the airline recently, flights from all of Asia's domestic and international routes will soon operate from Terminal 2. This move is not expected to affect the carrier's flight schedule. However, passengers are advised to check in on the AirAsia.com website or mobile application and print their boarding pass prior to leaving for the airport, as well as arriving at the airport 3 hours prior to scheduled departure. A sub-check-in facility is also available for passengers who do not bring a suitcase or want to reprint their boarding pass. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary after the summary in the area. Twice this month, the Southeast Asia region was enlivened by the high-level conference. The first was held in Singapore on November 10 to 14, the ASEAN Summit with its partners. Only in the numbers of days, ASEAN countries that also become APEC members participate in the leaders of the Asia-Pacific countries in Papua New Guinea, Port Moresby on November 17 to 18. In the first event, ASEAN discussed an important regional agenda, one of which was the South China Sea conflict. Interested parties in this conflict, namely several ASEAN countries and the People's Republic of China, finally reached an agreement to adopt the Code of Conduct, COC, in the foreseeable future. ASEAN may be proud that resolving regional issues can be resolved without tension. If the ASEAN summit meeting is already a bright spot, on the contrary, in the APEC summit, the leaders of Asia-Pacific, including ASEAN, did not reach agreement to produce a joint communique. This failure may be influenced by the tension of trade relations between China and the United States. In fact, this is more directed at enmity than just increasing tension. One of the highlights after the APEC summit was the visit of the Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Philippines. Indeed, there are ups and downs in bilateral relations between the Philippines and China. But in the period of President Duterte's administration, the situation seemed to improve. The positive response from the Philippines to the idea of the Belt and Road Initiative from China made China feel flattered. During a visit to the Philippines this time, Beijing promised. During a visit to the Philippines this time, Beijing promised a project of up to $24 billion. However, the realization is low because China lacks of understanding of the mechanism of large project tenders in the Philippines. As is known, so far, the Philippines is a close ally to the United States in the Southeast Asia region. The question now, what is the attitude of the United States towards Philippine policy under Duterte? How does the Philippines address the possibility of the sanctions that will be dropped by the United States? That's commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from a historical event on the World Tree Day, which commemorates annually on November 21. November 21 is celebrated as World Tree Day. The day was chosen in honor of J. Stanley Morton's services in 1872, a nature lover from America. He was very persistent in campaigning for tree planting movements. Furthermore, the Tree Day was raised to remind people of the importance of trees to the lives of other living beings, combating global warming, preventing natural disasters, and protecting living places in the world. Now, let us turn to another historical event about the World Television Day on November 21. The General Assembly of the United Nations declared November 21 as World Television Day through 51-2005 resolution on December 17, 1996. This was done after the World Television Forum, which was held on November 21 and 22, 1996. In the forum, prominent media leaders met under the auspices of the United Nations to discuss the importance of the development of television in changing the world nowadays and to consider how television can enhance cooperation. We end today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on November 21, 1997, which is the World Fishery Day. In a meeting in New Delhi, India, the World Forum of Fish Harvesters and Fish Workers, WFF, is formed on November 21, 1997. The meeting participants agreed to make the day as the commemoration of the World Fisheries Day. Since then, small and medium-scale fishermen have gathered every year in various places around the world to commemorate the day and highlight the urgent need to protect fisheries resources. On the same day, Indonesia celebrated National Fish Day. The National Fish Day was set by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on January 24, 2014, through a decree of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, No. 3, 2014. That was today's segment of Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Now we bring a topic about Indonesian President Joko Widodo encourages inclusive economy in the APEC Business Advisory Council, APEC Forum. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged inclusiveness in the development of a digital economic ecosystem. The statement was delivered at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Business Advisory Council, APEC, forum with the theme Inclusion in the Age of Disruption, Charting a Common Future. At the forum held in the series of APEC summit in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, on Saturday, November 17, President Joko Widodo with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc, and China Taipei Special Envoy Maurice Chang discussed issues of trade, global economy, and digital economy. In his official statement issued on Sunday, November 18, President Joko Widodo said that inclusive economic development using digital platforms was the priority of the Indonesian government since 2014. Indonesia is estimated to be the largest digital economy in Southeast Asia by 2020. As an illustration, President Joko Widodo explained, there were 132.7 million internet users and 92 million smartphone users in Indonesia in 2017, so the government must continue to complete the construction of digital infrastructure with the addition of Palapa Ring optical fiber and frequency spectrum arrangement to provide affordable digital access for society. In addition, Indonesia will continue to implement e-commerce roadmap to support e-commerce development by 17% and provide 1,000 technopreneurs in 2020. President Joko Widodo further explained that Indonesia gave great attention to the younger generation for Revolution 4.0 through vocational education, polytechnics, and vocational training centers. Therefore, the government supports the use of technology in all sectors, such as Ruang Guru in the field of education or Gojek in the field of transportation. All of these facilities are implemented to encourage an inclusive economy. To ensure inclusive development in the digital era, the president reminded that digital inequality can be handled through the preparation of a roadmap for the development of Internet of Things and the provision of digital marketing platforms for micro, small and medium enterprises, for example, Tokopedia. The president also wants digital inequality to be overcome by the use of digital for disadvantaged regions through cooperation with the marketplace in developing regional potential e-commerce platforms such as agriculture and improving the school curriculum to welcome the digital era. At the end of the meeting, President Joko Widodo explicitly reminded that tensions between major countries in the world trade would only harm society and encourage social conflict. That was My Indonesia.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian government will allow foreign investors to have full ownership in 25 business units among the 54 business units that were removed from the negative investment list DNI stipulated in the 16 economic policy package announced earlier this week. At the Boao Forum for Asia Seoul Conference held on Tuesday, former United Nations Secretary General and Chairman of the Forum, Ban Ki-moon, said the merits of globalization are selectively ignored in many debates, which pushes the world into a dangerous situation. Prophet Muhammad's birthday was commemorated and celebrated by Muslims in different parts of Indonesia on Tuesday by confining various events such as Islamic teaching forums, seminars, and book fairs. Indonesia presented the Prima Duta Award 2018 in the Prospective Market category to Mekna Group of Industries, a Bangladeshi industrial conglomerate. Regional administrations are asked to be active in promoting local products of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, and cooperatives on the domestic and international markets. The Rio Island Water Police have arrested two people for allegedly attempting to smuggle 11 protected birds and 51 turtles of various species through an illegal port in Batam, Rio Island, over the weekend. Low-cost carrier, AirAsia, is set to move its international operations from Terminal 3 to Terminal 2 at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport starting on December 12 at 3 a.m. local time. Well, listener, that was the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to Sleman, Yogyakarta. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id. Listeners, Berbah is a district in Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, with around 2,299 hectares wide. The area is well known with interesting destination, which is rarely known by tourists. Even there is a tourism destination which enters as nominee of Persona Indonesia 2018, namely Lava Bantal. Listeners, Lava Bantal has been determined as GeoHeritage since October 2, 2014. GeoHeritage has important values of knowledge, education, culture, and aesthetics. Lava Bantal was formed from lava which came out from volcano undersea, hot lava which directly connected with cold water caused its mineral to be frozen and forms geometry like pile of pillow. Name of Bantal or pillow in English is taken from form of stones that came from the lava. Those stones have forms like pillows at middle where it flows in the river. Listeners, to enter Lava Bantal Complex, you will be presented with natural nuance such as green trees, river, and unique stones. The appearance of Lava Bantal can be seen clearly from the bridge. From there is river from Opak River that has clear water and bluish color. In addition, gurgling river water among the stones as well as birds chirping on the trees make the nature more beautiful. Some visitors do enjoy the nature and take picture of the moment. A lot of visitors want to feel the freshness of the river by playing or swimming. Enjoying its nature is not enough at one point. You can go down by walking, like retracing the form of Lava Bantal in millions of years ago, and we can directly see evidence of the results of its formation. Listeners, having a large discharge, Lava Bantal Complex also opens geotubing activity. Management of the tourism object rents tire and also life buoy for visitors who want to feel a sensation to go down Opak River at Lava Bantal with duration among 30 until 45 minutes, depending on the route. Usually, geotubing activity is crowded on weekends. You have high adrenaline, please try geotubing activity. In addition to offering adrenaline tourism object, the management of the geosite also provides gazebo on the edge of the river and the upper area. Tourists can be relaxed while enjoying the scenery. Besides, they can also eat at the stall which sells various kinds of foods and drinks. In addition, if you want to hold event or meeting at Lava Bantal Complex, there is Joglo Pavilion, which can accommodate a lot of people. Listeners, entering to Lava Bantal is free of charge. Tourists only pay parking ticket for their vehicles. Lava Bantal is at Watu Wadek Joko Tirto, Brebah, Sleman. If you go from Adi Sucipto Airport, please direct your car to Jalan Raya Solo to Jogja. Then take Jalan Raya Brebah Utara. Around 15 minutes, you will easily find signboard to Lava Bantal, which directs you to the tourism object. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Cultivation Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Filmnya Bagus, or in English, The Movie is Good. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Filmnya Bagus, or in English, The Movie is Good. At theater, Tony and Joko have just finished watching comedy film. They are talking about the movie they watch.
Filmnya bagus dan lucu ya. Bagaimana menurutmu?
Ya, lumayan. Sebenarnya aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu.
Oh?
Iya, tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya.
After the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice, slowly, and you can follow after me. Film, movie, or film. Lucu, in English, funny. Jalan cerita, storyline. Lumayan, in English, okay or not bad. Candaan, jokes. Filmnya bagus ya. Filmnya bagus ya. In English, the film is good. Bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? What do you think? Aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan di film itu. Aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan di film itu. I don't really understand the jokes in the film. Tapi, aku suka jalan ceritanya. Tapi, aku suka jalan ceritanya. But, I like the story. Apa pendapatmu tentang film ini? Apa pendapatmu tentang film ini? In English, what do you think about the film? In the dialogue, Enda said that the film she watched was cute and funny. Enda said, filmnya bagus dan lucu. In English, the film is cute and funny. Unlike Enda's opinion, according to Tony, the film was not bad. He said, lumayan. If you want to ask someone's opinion about a film, you can say, apa pendapatmu tentang film itu? In English, what do you think about the film? Or, You can say apa pendapatmu tentang film tadi, which is the same meaning in English. If you have expressed your opinion first, then ask about other people's opinions. You can say filmnya bagus, bagaimana menurutmu? In English, the film is good, what do you think? Let's follow some examples of expressions in Indonesian language which can be used when you evaluate about a film. Filmnya luar biasa. In English, the film is the best. Filmnya bagus. In English, the film is good. Filmnya kurang bagus. The film is not good. Filmnya membosankan. The film makes me boring. Jalan ceritanya membuatku bingung. The storyline makes me confused. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Filmnya bagus dan lucu ya. Bagaimana menurutmu?
Ya, lumayan. Sebenarnya aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu.
Oh?
Iya, tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs. From the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the segment of Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to some songs from a jazz singer, Indra Lesmana. Besides being known as a singer, he is also as a producer, composer, and sound engineer. A son from a jazz figure of Indonesia, Jack Lesmana, and an Indonesian senior singer, Nien Lesmana, had been one of juries of Indonesian Idol in 2004 up to 2008 and 2014. He has been a representative jury of Indonesia in the Asian Idol contest in 2007. Listener, I will present the first song from Indra Lesmana featuring Nania entitled Sedalam Cintamu. Stay with us in Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application.
Kini pesonamu hadir debarkan hari, telah kau datangkan hayal yang terjanji ke dalam sukmaku, menuai rinduku. Harum tubuhmu buai lelap, sirnakan segala resahku. Sedalam-dalam cintamu ku selami warna-warna terindah yang ada di bumi. Terlukis di jiwa telah membelai kalbu. Sedalam cintamu dicipta untukku. Telah kau yakinkan setia yang teruji.
batas waktuku. Menggapai cintaku,
aura hatimu
sentuh
hatiku,
sinari ruang asaku.
Dalam cintamu ku selami warna-warna terindah yang ada di bumi. Terlukis di jiwa tak membelai kalbu.
Sedalam cintamu
tercipta untukku.
Laku sadari
masak yang berganti.
Ikuti hati,
kau lah bisikan naluri. Dalam cintamu selami warna-warna terindah yang ada di bumi. Terlukis di jiwa telah membelai kalbu.
Sedalam cintamu
tercipta untukku. Sedalam-dalam cintamu
selami
warna-warna terindah yang ada di bumi. Terlukis di
listener, you've just listened to the song Sedalam Cintamu, composed by Nania. Indra Lesmana's musical career started while he was 10 years old. He appeared with his father in Bandung in March 1976, accompanied by keyboard instrument. In 1978, Indra began to make recording and release his first album, Ayahku Sahabatku. At the time, he and his father went to Australia to perform at the ASEAN Trade Fair. At the event, he tried to follow examination to enter Conservatorium of Music, and he was successfully received in New South Wales Conservatory School of Music in Sydney. He got much knowledge from Don Burrows, Roger Frampton, and Paul McNamara during his stay in Australia. His musical career then developed when he joined with well-known jazz music groups such as The Basement and Soap Plus. Indra also participated in many jazz festival events every year until 1985. Fortunately, he also met the world top jazz musicians such as Chick Corea, Dizzy Gillespie, Mark Murphy and David Baker, as well as Terumasa Hino. He also shared experiences with the world top musicians. Well, listeners, I will present the next song from Indra Lesmana entitled Mimpi Rumah Ketujuh.
Tentangmu, sifatmu, kisahmu, mimpimu. Kau berbagi selalu cerita yang sama. Kau kisahkan lagi apa yang terjadi semalam. Bertemu sang kekasih impian. Akankah nanti jadi nyata segala kisah kasihmu itu? Namun semua khayalmu tak mungkin ku percaya.
bersama. Aku bosan mendengar kisah yang keulang kembali. Bertemu sang kekasih impian, kan nanti jadi nyata segala kisah kasih itu. Namun semua kamu tak mungkin. Sama. Aku bosan mendengar kisah yang kau ulang kembali. Bertemu sang kekasih impian, akankah nanti jadi nyata segala kisah kasihmu itu. Namun semua
listeners, that was the song entitled Mimpi Rumah Ketujuh by Indra Lesmana, which also became a film soundtrack entitled Rumah Ketujuh, created by his elder brother, Mira Lesmana. His musical talent captured by the U.S. jazz industry, Zebra Records, a branch record company from the U.S. MCA record, released his solo album entitled No Standing. The agreement was signed in 1984, then released in the United States in 1985. Indra recorded his album entitled For Earth and Heaven at Mad Hatter Studio. The album was released in 1986 and became his second international album with Zebra Records. His single, No Standing, and Stephanie managed to get Billboard charts for jazz and number one at radio music chart in the US. Not only with the world jazz musicians, Indra Lesmana often collaborated with Indonesian jazz musicians. Indra was being an Indonesian jazz icon and became the most active musicians with 200 original song compositions and 50 albums with his 18 solo albums. Well, listeners, to end our music corner, let us listen to this last song from Indra Lesmana entitled Aku Ingin and Tiada Kata featuring Sofia Lajuba. Enjoy the song and see you in the next edition of Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Demi hari selalu terbawa
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.